KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Heading into week two of Donald Trump's hush money trial, additionally, there will be a hearing on prosecutors' request to hold Trump in contempt of court for violating the gag order in the case.
They say he's done it repeatedly, as many as 14 times. So the judge is going to hold a hearing about this on Thursday, and we'll learn whether there are more examples that prosecutors want to show the judge and how Trump's attorneys are going to respond and say, nah, these are just innocuous. That didn't go well last time. The judge said, you're giving me nothing, and he accused the defense of losing credibility.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. States of emergency are in effect in 12 counties in Oklahoma after an EF3 tornado blitzed an area south of Oklahoma City. 5 people were killed. Advocates for outdoors workers sounding alarm bells after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law forbidding local governments from requiring heat, water, and shade breaks for outdoor workers. This is ABC News. Trouble for the district attorney in Rochester, New York. She apparently ignored an attempted traffic stop.
Police body camera footage obtained by our affiliate WHAM showing Monroe County DA Sandra Dorley moments after authorities say she refused to pull over for a traffic stop last week, instead driving home. The officer following Dorley less than a mile to her garage, confronting her.
I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Eventually telling the officer to write her a ticket and ultimately apologizing.
ABC's Rena Roy, New York Governor Kathy Hochul referring the matter to the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention calling it the first documentation of probable HIV infection involving cosmetic services. CDC says 3 women were diagnosed after getting vampire facial procedures at an unlicensed spa in New Mexico, reusing one-time use equipment. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the 9th inning. Get started now and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter@civicmedia.us.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
What?
Maxico Civic Media, we are local music from the Burning Time album. That is Last Crack and Downbeat Dirt Messiah. Slice and Steel before that from the Sinister Funkhouse 17 album. Hey, what is your essential last crack? I want to know right now. You can send me an email, music@civicmedia.us. Give me your two favorite Last Crack songs, and I'll play them next week. Essential Last Crack right here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Sunday night. Hope you're having a great evening. Welcome to an hour of throwback music. Check this out. I got music on the way from Bad Wolf. We'll do some Bony Fingers, 20 Reasons Taken. And then later, we've got some Hurricane Alice, Tiny Rice, Dr. Noise. Let's dive right into it. It's Rocker's Closet on a Sunday night. Let's start it out with some garbage.
If I was beautiful like you, all the things I would do, those not so blessed would be crying out murder, and I'd just laugh and get away with it too, like you do. If I was beautiful like you, I would never be at fault. I'm not beautiful.
horses run, heading into the mountains underneath the setting sun. Came into a town by the name of Buford's Bluff. Be out of there by sundown, cause it gets pretty rough. Cause it's a ghost town. Cause it's a ghost town. It's a ghost town. Cause it's a ghost town. It's a ghost town, in the ghost town, it's a ghost town.
It's gonna be a rough time in the ghost town tonight. You better stay away, you're getting awful fright. From the ghost of Mr. Pete, the good of One-Eyed Jack, the spirit of the 49 is still mining out and back. Stay away from town, it's not a place for mortal. When the morning sun will be beaten down, he'll be dead from a specter's hand. In the ghost town of Buford's Bluff, it gets mighty rough.
What is it this time that's controlling? Every action is impaired, tempted by all that's unholy. These sins that you bear. Now that I'm left here asking, instead I found your distance.
Maxing Sunday Night, Rocker's Closet with 20 Reasons Taken out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That is Through This Fight. The lead singer, Mice and Bones, he actually has some new solo material out right here. That's pretty good. You can find it on Spotify. Bony Fingers before that with Ghost Town, and Bad Wolf checked in with Armed and Dangerous. I'm Jimmy K, tracking through Rocker's Closet on a Sunday evening. We got the encore performance of Live in the Lair from last night. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, Blame It on Kane was fantastic. If you missed any part of it, you want to tune in tonight at 9 o'clock. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Herbal Aspect here in Madison. Three locations on Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. And you can always shop online, too, at herbalaspect.com. And by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. They're located in Northgate Mall and North Sherman Avenue in Madison, with delivery to Madison's northeast and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 608-467-3017 for Doughboys Pizza Madison.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboys Pizza Madison today.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you know, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass. It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
whiskey. Welcome to a place you'll never found. A twisted little place called Crazy Town, where a horse is the mayor of all of us, and his favorite words cannot be said on television. No pants, whistle, maybe just a gown, 'cause anything goes here in Crazy Town. Wear a hula skirt, a wiggle, just a lot. I'm only wearing one side. Oh, oh, oh. Turtles drinking whiskey. Turtles drinking whiskey. Turtles drinking whiskey. Turtles drinking whiskey.
That's Dr. Noise and Crazy Town from Short Stories on Max Inc. Sunday Night. Tiny Riots before that with Hearts Should Be Harder. It's Rocker's Closet here on Max Inc. Sunday Night, tracking through songs that are from 2012 and before. Good Time Camper, Hurricane Alice, and Faces for Radio all on the way. Right now it's Bagdad Scuba Review and Daybreaks. Sunday night, Rocker's Closet, with Good Time Camper, and it's Madison, a song about my hometown, Madison. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Coming up in just a couple of minutes at 9 o'clock, it'll be Live in the Lair, the encore performance of Blame It on Kane. And then later at 10 o'clock, it's Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. M. Shell is hosting the show, and she welcomes Irish Sunglasses. I also recorded an interview with King Cobra. That will be heard after 11:30. Max St. Kevy, tonight at 10 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a couple more songs for you on this Sunday evening before the Live in the Lair Faces for Radio just around the corner. Right now, it's Hurricane Alice and Too Late. It's Rocker's Closet on a Sunday night. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
pretty, pretty hiding place. Or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes. Or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place. You can rape me, yeah, because you know me. You can rape me, yeah, because you know me. Go ahead and rape me, yeah, you wanna rape me. Go ahead and rape me. You can rape me, yeah, because you know me. Yeah, you know, oh, you know. You can rape me, yeah, because you know me.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only up music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. Maximum-ink.com.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.